Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, and I feel like it has been forever since we've had this chance to speak together. I guess it really hasn't in the world of, you know, radio and podcasts, but it does feel like a long time since I've been able to just be able to personally sit down and talk to you. So let's go right into it, because on my Joy platform this week, I've been sharing the message of trust. And, you know, I told my viewers that in order for you to go into a new week and really have the success and the aspirations, your plans and your goals to fulfill those for a week, because I always have a desire that you have a power-packed week, that we had to deal with the issue of trust. Currently, we're dealing with a pandemic. But there's always different things in life, whether it's your personal challenges, your family challenges, or maybe it's some things as far as the business is concerned that's impacting your success. We always deal with the issue of trust. And what I want to focus on is the fact that sometimes there are trust issues you have that you are unaware of and unaware of how they actually affect your success. So we're going to talk about that today. Let me ask this question. When I say, is trust derailing your success, what immediately comes to your mind? What comes to your mind when you hear the word trust? If I be honest, when I've asked this to the average person, the conversation typically starts with why you can't trust certain people, or they'll have vivid examples of past relationships where trust was the issue. This person lied. This person misrepresented themselves. This person was a fraud. They can go from romantic relationships, business relationships, friendships, family members, whatever it is, they come up with these examples when I use the word trust. But first and foremost, today when we talk about derailing your success, I want to talk about the biggest trust issue that so many ignore, and that is trusting oneself. We are in a time where more than ever, the trust of oneself is going to determine the measure of success one can have. Listen to me closely. A measure in which you trust yourself, it's a direct correlation to the measure of success you receive. And here's why. As an entrepreneur, you have to make gut-wrenching decisions. And maybe some of them, let me correct myself, maybe some of them are not gut-wrenching, but they have to come from your gut. They have to come from that place of trust. The trust that you know what you're doing, the trust that you're making the best decision. And unlike some other areas in our life, in entrepreneurship, you don't always have the time to mull over something and research something and take extensive time to weigh this one out. There are decisions on a daily basis that you have to make in a split second and trust that you made the right decision. Trust that your answer, your resolution is what is needed right now. I'll put it this way. Let's say a water pipe burst in your house. It would be great to know the infrastructure. It would be great to know what caused the problem. It would be great to know the strength of the pipe. But immediately, if a water pipe burst in your house, the first thing you need to do is turn the water valve off. You don't have time to sit here. I wonder what caused this bust. I wonder what is the strength of the pipe. I wonder what type of materials the pipe is made of. Those are questions for later. But right now, while the water is gushing everywhere, the first thing you need to do is turn the water off. See, sometimes in our business, the water pipe has burst, and you need to make an immediate decision to turn the water off. But we're standing in position and drowning because we're focusing on all these other factors, things that really do not matter to the pressing issue at hand. So let's talk about this issue of trust and trusting oneself and why it is so important. Right now with COVID-19, it's disrupted the lives of people around the globe. Many are feeling fearful. Many of them are feeling off kilter. The world as itself has somewhat been tilted on its axis. But the point is, you have the power to change any situation. The change begins with how you respond. The change begins with how you see the situation. The change begins with how you make things work for you and your family. Same way with your business. You have to make some decisions, especially now, that are going to change the livelihood. It's going to change the life of your business. So what do you do? When the ground beneath us feels uncertain, that's when we have to look within ourselves for security. Some may say we always should have been looking within oneself for security first. So if you don't trust yourself and trust you have everything that you need for where you are, for where you want to go, then you're in trouble. Because it means you're anxious, it means you're stressed, it means you're always reaching and grasping for something else because you don't think you can do this. And no matter what actions follow after that, that's why we get like the hamster on the wheel. So many people are working at their business. They're working hard, but you're not achieving the goals and objectives that you once desired. You're creating another job, except for your name is the boss on this one. You're not creating that wealth-generating, solution-based business. You're not generating the passion and the vision that you once had. Sometimes you feel like you're a long way away from what you initially envisioned. And a lot of that has to do with trust. So let's talk about that. You know, you have to have faith over fear. Fear does not serve you well. You know, fear is something that's meant to protect us. But sometimes the duration in which we hold on to that fear and how we mismanage it actually becomes toxic to us. It becomes deadly. Instead of protecting us and shielding us from hurt, harm, and danger, it actually hurts, harms, and puts us in danger. Think about that. So for some of you, this will be a slight adjustment. For others of you, this is going to require some bold moves when we're talking about trusting yourself, because you have to get to the root of it. Some of us, and I can say it's a testimony, from childhood, it was embedded in us that we were not smart enough. We were not good enough. We were not intelligent enough. So we had that seed of doubt of oneself placed in us, some of us from birth, based on our environment. Or for others, your environment, your upbringing was wonderful, but maybe it was that first marriage or it was that first love or that first betrayal that made you judge trust. And then maybe that person fed you the same mistruths, the same insecurities and doubt that you're holding on to now, not trusting yourself. And, you know, a lot of times this happens in abuse situations for adults as well. You know, you're told that you're stupid. No one else will ever love you. I'm the best you can do. Sometimes those seeds are planted and we haven't uprooted them. So they're still nurturing. We're still nurturing those inside of us. So when we go and make decisions, especially decisions that we have to make on a split second notice, we question ourselves. We doubt ourselves. And this isn't about certainty or making sure that we're not just jumping the gun and being irrational. No, this is about we have a deep-seated mistrust of self. So So we naturally assume that anyone else's opinion is better than ours, or that we need 15 other opinions. And if the majority do not align with us, then it's not a smart decision. We need to go with someone else's. And I'm not saying that it's not wise for you to have the counsels of others, but I'm saying even with the counsel of others, you have to have a certain trust in oneself that you can take this counsel and appropriately apply it. So it all begins with you. So I am going to share some notes, some tips of how do we get through this and how do we make sure that trust is no longer derailing our success. And of course, this podcast is dedicated to exposing the myths of entrepreneurship and helping you to release the weight of it all. But you can also use these same tips for your life. It doesn't always have to just be about business, although this is our focus. So one of the articles I'm going to share with you, and I will put this in the group on Facebook, so you can visit Facebook. It's the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show. Friends of the show, you can request to be a member of that group, and of course, we will accept you. And I'll also share that link on the Facebook page, which is the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show. We always want to make sure we give our listeners those resources. And if you haven't joined our email list, make sure you do so. And there'll be more information when you go to the entrepreneurslounge.info, the entrepreneurslounge.info. And then, of course, you can always go to thejoyguru.net. And I'll have a link to that site, which is what I consider one of my sister sites. So those are a few ways you can reach us, where I will give you these links since you have it. And if you're already a member of our email list, I will also send these to you because I think these tips are very helpful. This first article comes from Success, and it's the life-changing power of trusting yourself. This is from, it was published in March 2020. One of the 12 tips they give, the 12 principles for building self-trust is one, don't wait for confidence. Begin before you feel ready. Life rewards action, not indecision. And that's so true. One of the things with Fruition Publishing that I'm always talking with people about, whether, you know, we're in a strategy session, I just met you, or whether you're a current client, is that if you're waiting for perfect action, if you're waiting for everything to be perfect, it's never going to be. You know, I can't tell you, book launches, you know, platform pieces, everything was according to the checklist, everything is on a time schedule, and then we need this, or the formatter needs this, or we need this illustration redone. Things happen with the best of people that you're working with. But if you're waiting for everything to be perfect, it's never going to be. So, you know, imperfectly done a lot of times is better than perfect action, because really, perfection does not exist. Doesn't mean we don't aspire to greatness and excellence, but, you know, waiting for everything to be perfect, if you launch things when you think it's perfect, you probably launched too late. So don't wait for confidence. Number two, doubt your doubt. When you let fear call the shots, you sell yourself short. So every time doubt pops up in your mind, doubt it. Stop taking everything you doubt and giving it credibility. And that's one of the things about life. When that fear comes, when that sense of doubt comes, it's not saying you don't question things, but what it is saying is, you know what? If you're a person that always feeds negativity, if you're a person that always feeds doubt, try starving it for a minute. When that doubt, if you notice the issue, when that doubt comes in, how about replacing that with an immediate thought of positivity? Matter of fact, why don't you give it two or three positive thoughts for every negative one that pops up in your mind and see the difference that can happen in your life? You know, it's sort of like when people say, you have that person that always says, I can't, or not me. Then immediately say, why not me? And then, you know, a person that's good with negativity and doubt will continually say, well, this is the reason. Oh, they have reasons all day of how and why it won't work. Then keep asking the question, why not? Why not? I guarantee you, even for the most negative person, if you kept with why not, at some point, they're going to run out of reasons of why it can't work. So why don't we start looking at reasons why it can? Instead of why you, why not you? Doubt your doubts. Number three, dial up your daring. Be bold in the vision you create for your life. You know, I'm not saying be reckless, but I'm saying sometimes you just have to go for the gusto. You can't sit on the bench anymore. You got to be willing to step up to the plate and take that swing. And even if it's not a home run, you took action, and action is rewarded. Number four, embrace your fallibility. Love it. Get off your own back and give yourself permission to be human. It's okay to fall. Just fall gracefully. It's okay to fall and not fall gracefully. Just sit back up. Falls happen. Quote, unquote, perceived failures happen. But how do you bounce back from them? Embrace that. Embrace that everything is not always going to work as planned. Embrace that you may not, at first launch, be as successful as you want to be. But don't settle with that. Just know that I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right to either meet my expectations or exceed them. Embrace your fallibility. Five, use your gifts. Honor your talents and do more of what you do well. And see, this is the problem when you mistrust yourself. You ignore the fact that you have been born with a unique gift, at least one. So every time you let doubt and mistrust of self reign versus faith over fear, then you're also ignoring the power that you have. You're ignoring the power of at least one unique gift, your purpose that you were born with. And that should never be minimized or ignored. Number six, strengthen your wings. Prioritize what empowers you to thrive under pressure. What is the point of having wings if you never fly? Seven, stand tall in your worth. When you talk yourself down, you shortchange the world. My God, this is so true. You know, when you don't live optimum, when you don't live fulfilling your purpose, you shortchange yourself every time. When you doubt your thoughts, when you doubt your trust in self, when you doubt your ability to do what you've been assigned to do, when you doubt your ability to walk in the room and change the temperature with nothing less than your smile or the power and energy that radiates from you, you are shortchanging the world. So, you know, often I'll look at it from entrepreneurship. Sometimes a person just says, I'm not comfortable with sales, because they've made sales a dirty word. In their mind, from their experience, sales is something where I'm trying to sell you everything I have, and I'm pushing. I'm being that stereotypical, sleazy used car salesman. No. That's not what it is. A sale is giving the person the opportunity to work with you. So until there's an offer on the table where you name your price and you tell them what you're offering and allow them to understand the power of what it is for you to work with them, for you to serve them, to bring this desired action, until that deal is on the table, they can't work with you. You're shortchanging yourself. That really is all a sale is about, making an offer so the person has the ability to work with you. Because the only reason they should be buying a service from you, a product from you, or patronizing your business in some way that involves a cash transaction is because it provides a solution to their problem. So you wouldn't want someone to have a problem and you have the perfect solution to it, but you don't offer it to them. That's like saying you have the cure for cancer, but you refuse to give it to the person because you don't want to sell them the antidote. You don't want to give them the opportunity to be able to take advantage of what you produce to cure their cancer. That's ridiculous. But people don't see it in that light. You see it as, I got to sell them something. I got to convince them. I got to use a slippery tongue to get them to say a yes. That's not what sales is. That's called manipulation. You're not the used sleazy salesman. But if you trusted the value of what you offer and how awesome an opportunity is that you're offering this person for you two to work together to give them what they desire, if you trusted that, you wouldn't have a problem making a sale. And for those people that said no to the opportunity, you still wouldn't have an issue because you know what it is? They just aren't meant to work with you. Or maybe they're not meant to work with you now. Again, it wouldn't be this self-harm and self, negative talk of, see, I told you you wouldn't work. I told you they wouldn't. No, we have to stop that, especially in business if we're going to be successful. 8, risk vulnerability. Lay down your armor and unleash your true strength. Some of us deal with trust of self, and some of us are putting out this energy that we don't even realize. We have that wall up because a lot of times when you don't trust yourself, you don't trust anyone else either. If you're going to put that wall up, and with that wall comes a lot of things, a lot of masks. Some people are masking, and they don't even know that. But lay down that wall. Break that wall down. Risk being vulnerable. When you're talking to people, when you're building relationships, there's a certain vulnerability that must be there. And sometimes you get burned, and it's okay. You learn and you grow. You learn the power of discernment, and next time seeing it, you know, discerning deception may be better and avoiding that situation, but don't allow that to make you not want to be vulnerable, because only when you're vulnerable can you really unleash your strength. Only when you're able to go in and give fully of self can you really experience power. 9, choose faith over fear. Trust a higher force is conspiring for your great good. You know, I think that's one of the biggest problems when you're talking about building self-trust. You know, if you believe you're just in this life and you're just going willy-nilly, and, you know, there's a 50% chance that maybe you'll be successful. There's a 50% chance you're going to fail. And, you know, you're in this life, just do the best you can. And, you know, if you muck this up, it's all your fault. Well, that's why things are challenging. If you really believe you have a creator, I'm not preaching religion here. Whatever your faith is or wherever you put your faith in, that's your business. But make sure that whatever you put your faith in, it's bigger than you. So if you believe you actually have a creator, a spirit being that created you, that controls the universe, that controls everything, then you would know that you're not in this life alone. Your life isn't dependent on just what you can see. It's not just dependent on who's physically in front of you and who's physically for you and who is not. If you believe you have a creator and a higher power, higher force that's always working for your good, then it's easy to choose faith over fear, or easier in certain situations than giving in to fear. Fear means you have no hope. And there's a higher force that's working for your greater good. You always have hope because it's not just what you see in this universe or what's in front of you. There's a higher power that's conspiring, not against you, but for you. So if you believe that, choose faith over fear in every single situation. 10, and I'll go through these a little quicker because I have some other valuable tips I want to give you. 10, find your uplift. Surround yourself with those who embolden you. Let's talk about that. I have to give a little credence to this as well. You know, if you talk about all the people you trust in a lifetime that have, you know, failed you and have stabbed you in the back. Okay, before you go into that narrative, let's talk about you hold the pen. So just like an editor can edit, you also can edit your life. That's another one of my mottos for my Joy Guru platform. It's never too late to edit your life. You don't like something, change it. That's why pencils have erasers. There's whiteout for pens. There's correction tape for typewriters, if they even use those anymore. There are a few offices for a few documents where they do, so I'm not you know, that old of a person. But there's correction built in every facet of life. So those around you, if they're not encouraging you, if they're not uplifting you, and they're helping to feed into this negativity and sense of doubt, they're part of the reasons why you don't trust yourself from the negativity they give you, you can do a change. Always you have to remove that person from your life or can. I've definitely been in those situations where I had to. But sometimes it's just removing their access to you. Maybe you don't have as much time with them. And then maybe it's a family member. Let's say you're a caretaker and it's not where I have that option. You do have the option of how you allow other person's words, thoughts, and deeds to control your spirit. So again, it begins with that talk. Again, it begins with that belief in self. You cannot allow them to talk the way they talk to you. And if you do, then perhaps you need to just go ahead and eliminate what you feel from those words. Again, you're going to have to talk over that narrative that they continually give you. Cut off that power source they have, you know, where it doesn't uplift you. And find your tribe. Find those who uplift you and surround yourself with them. Number 11 says to surrender resistance. Embrace uncertainty and look within for the security you seek. Number 12 tells you to own your power. Be an ambassador for the world you want to live in. So many times we're an ambassador for everyone else except for ourselves. So don't do that. And, you know, these tips, there is a book, I want to say yes, and this was the author of the article by success, Miss Margie Worrell. M-A-R-G is in George, I-E. Worrell is W-A-R-R-E-L-L. She's a best-selling author and mother of four. Her fifth book is You've Got This, The Life-Changing Power of Trusting Yourself. You can visit MargieWorrell.com for more information. I'll give you all of those links in our Facebook group and on the mailing list. So make sure you join those. Also, another wonderful article from Psychology Central or Psych Central. It was three ways to develop self-trust. So there's just three. Cynthia Wells, she's a psychotherapist in private practice in Northern Virginia. She's honest. She said, we can't count on anybody 100%, but that doesn't mean we should isolate ourselves or harden our hearts. Deals directly with what we've been talking about. You know, sometimes that mistrust in other relationships has us doubting and not trusting ourselves. No, you can't count on any one being or person, I should say, 100%. But if you have a spiritual power, a higher power, you can always count on that power 100%. People, not so much. But it's not a good thing for us to trust no one either. We will be disappointed in life, but that shouldn't stop you from trusting other people, including yourself. So she writes in her book, The Courage to Trust, A Guide to Building Deep and Lasting Relationships, that the person you need to trust first is yourself. No one can be as constantly supportive of you as you can learn to be. Being kind to yourself increases self-confidence and lessens your need for approval. Loving and caring for yourself not only increases self-trust, it also deepens your connections with others. So, hey, I would ask you that question today. Do you love and care for yourself? Are you really doing that? Okay? I have a special video, a snippet I will share with you in the Facebook group. I may share with you by mail from Lisa Nichols, where she's talking about self-care and how, you know what, it's not just getting your nails done. It's just not a massage. Those things are great, but self-care is so deeper than that. So here's three tips from psychotherapist Cynthia Wall, and I will give you her information as well in the group. One is that you avoid people who undermine your self-trust. We already talked about that previously, so I won't go on and on. But there will always be what she calls dream smashers and naysayers. I call them dream killers and dream stealers. Always someone that wants to see you if you put out that dream. That's why you have to watch what you say and who you share your thoughts and dreams with. But it's always going to be someone that just wants to rain on your parade. For every reason you can tell them why it's going to work, they'll give you 50 why it won't. And, you know, especially pre-launch or in the visionary stage, you don't need that type of energy. So avoid people who undermine your self-trust. I love this is what she shared. While you probably don't have control over having negative people in your life when you were a child, while you probably didn't have control over having negative people in your life when you were a child, you do have control today. Think about the individuals who surround you. Do they support you? Do you really want them in your life? You know, sometimes as adults, if we had that type of childhood, we don't realize you get to choose this time. I share that with you in my book, Sometimes All You Have Is Happy. You get to choose now. You're not in that same situation. So take back your power and choose. You can go to thejoyguru.net or you can go on amazon.com or anywhere major book retailers or books are sold to find that first book, Sometimes All You Have Is Happy. But you get to choose. It's no longer up to those people. You don't have to live that life, you know, that of abuse and trauma. You don't have to allow that to go on. You know, I say with myself before I go to point two, you know, I had to come to a point in my healing while I was an adult that, you know what, your abuser, who is my father, is dead. He's gone. I can think of some other family members and people in my life that had that same negativity and in their treatment. But you know what the thing was? They're dead too. Some of us are being a prisoner of people that are gone, and we're allowing the things they said. And it's not easy, but we're still allowing what they said to determine our action, and they're dead and gone. One of the things I share with people that, you know what, those who abuse you, they often stick and move. So I've watched this with other people, and they're talking about the memories as vivid as yesterday. But you know what? And they'll say things, you know, they're sick and they're ill. Don't they see what they've done to me? Don't they see all the abuse and what it's how it's changed my life? And I'll look at them with the biggest compassion and biggest hug and go, no. And they look at me like, what? Abusers stick and move. So if he was a pedophile and he molested you as a child, he's probably moved on, unfortunately, to 20 other children. They don't think about their victims. They just do what they do. And you're holding everybody as if they owe you something. They don't. Because truthfully, what they did owe you, they didn't even give you, which is why they abused you. So to say now they would look at how your life has turned out of it, turned out negatively, and be conflicted or saddened by what has happened, they're not thinking of you. And that is the truth of most people that we're giving all that towards, we're giving all this power to. They hurt me, they did this, and as vivid to us like yesterday, they're not thinking about you. So for some people, that realization will free you right now. Go live your life. Go get your healing. And stop leaving that up to them. If they're the ones that hurt you, they probably will not be the ones that heal you. You are. Sometimes you will never get an answer to why. So stop asking for it. Just go get your healing and do what it takes for you to get unstuck and for you to live your best life. Number two, keep promises to yourself. She shares that developing self-trust also includes becoming your own best friend, and that includes keeping promises to yourself. Make a commitment, and keeping it builds trust. So she gives the example. You might make the commitment to create and sustain a boundary. You might make the commitment to take a walk or see the doctor for a checkup. You might make the commitment to go to bed earlier, to go to church every week. Find out if you're a good friend to yourself and what you might need to work on. Some of us make commitments to everybody else and keep them, but we never keep the ones to ourselves. And then some of us, we make commitments to everyone else and we never keep all of them, and so we definitely don't keep the ones to ourselves. And last but not least, speak kindly to yourself. You shouldn't bash your own self. Some people, their whole speech to themselves is self-hate. You're so stupid. Instead of saying that, she suggests you say, that's okay, it was a small slip-up. Or, yeah, that was a big mistake, but I'll learn from it, and I'll love myself anyway. Being understanding towards yourself when you make a mistake helps you be more understanding towards others when they do the same. You know, a lot of people that are not compassionate to others, a lot of times they're not compassionate to themselves. Some people are still compassionate to others, but imagine what their measure of compassion would be if first they started by being compassionate to yourself. And Wall says that trust is the heartbeat of every significant relationship with yourself as well as with others. That's what she shares in her book. So again, self-trust doesn't mean that you always trust yourself to say the right thing or make the right decision or follow every rule. It's not about perfection, she says. But self-trust means that you trust yourself to overcome a slip-up or failure. As Wall says, I'm trusting myself to do an A-plus job, but to survive. And there is a difference. I want to leave you with just one last thought. There's another article from A Conscious Rethink. And it says how to trust yourself with 20 no BS tips. Now, I'm not going to read all 20. I'll give you the link for that. But the first one they put, and this is so true, be authentically you. I can't tell you, especially in relationships I'm no longer a part of, how that was one of our biggest issues that led to no longer having that relationship. They weren't authentic. And a lot of times that person will come, this is who I am, blah, 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 blah. And they have that big, pseudo cape on. You know, they are all power. They are strong. They are sassy. And then when you really get in that relationship, no, they're not. And they're really at war with themselves. Sometimes, I remember one specifically as a recent, you were this person that was bold and sassy. And then, the more you got to know this person, they would always come with snarky comments that were demeaning. But they didn't see that. I guarantee you to this day that person doesn't see that, unfortunately. They were tearing other people down that were supposed to be their friends. These are the people, and that's why you don't have a lot of friends. You have a lot of associates. Associates and friends are not the same. Sometimes people are calling people friends when they're just associates. Do they really know the depth of you? Are you really clearing that space for them to learn the depth of you? Or is this a surface friend? And I found they had more surface friends. As we continue to know each other and you listen to things, it's just like, you're talking about all of these people and what makes you fabulous. But the people that you're talking about, the fabulous things you did, trying to bring credibility to what you do, they're not connected to you. So just social media doesn't mean we're connected. I have a phone call with them once a year. That doesn't mean we're connected. And when I start really realizing this person's life was almost like a TV drama. You're living in what could be and what was, but none of that's current. You're really good at this persona. But when we really get down to it, you've built a great wall and platform of surface people. So there's no one that when you really need something, you can talk to. No one. And then, as time went on, I see why. Because when people that you say you trust really get to know you, you're not a nice person. You're even insulting to them. But your speech said you're expecting everyone else to tell you you have a problem. Really? Because if you're saying these things, then you know you have a problem. It's been said before, which is probably why you don't have those friends. So if you know this is the problem, then you work on it. It isn't, I'm just going to be friends with whoever I think can put up with my nonsense. But some of us have that toxic nature, and we don't even realize it. And then we're wondering, why do people keep walking away from me? Why does this keep happening? Examine self. Be authentic. You don't have to walk around being a superhero if you feel broken. Sometimes you need to stop putting that mask on, not sometimes, all the time. You need to stop putting on the superhero's cape and allow yourself to seek your healing. If you're bleeding, don't try to cover that. Address the wound. Get what you need to heal first. Stop trying to mask it. And unfortunately, a lot of us are walking through life with masks on. There's nothing wrong with putting your best foot forward. You're supposed to. We don't want you walking around every day that when you greet people, you give them a long list of what's wrong with you. But at the same time, to give them a list and a persona, another personality when that's not you, that's not being authentic. And you really can't keep up that facade for too long. So So be yourself. Be authentically you. And if you don't love yourself, work on that first. Be true to who you are. Another tip they give here is write down the things you like about yourself. If some people, if I told you to write down what you don't like, oh, you would have no problem. You would never end that list. But if I say, what are three things that you love about yourself? It takes you a little bit longer. Enjoy alone time. Some people have a problem with being alone. Some people are alone too much. But get to know yourself. And if you've really been through trauma, if you've been through some serious broken relationships, this may be a tip that's a good starting point for you more than any of them. Get to know yourself. Get to know who you really are, not just what you want to be, but who you really are. That part when you're in the mirror and you have to face you. Get to know that self. We all have things to work on. We all have things we want to improve on and do that. But there also should be things we know that we love about ourselves. Explore that more. Maximize that. And then give yourself time to grow. Because if you do these things before you visualize your success and before you work on manifestation, you're not going to be pleased with the outcome. You're sabotaging yourself a lot of times and sabotaging your success and your worth, all because you don't have trust in yourself. So again, I have loved this opportunity to talk to you. I have loved this time that we had together. I know that it was fruitful. So make sure that you give us some feedback. Join our Facebook group. The Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show, Friends of the Show, is the Facebook group. On our Facebook page, it is the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show. And if you want the links to that, make sure you click on thejoyguru.net where you can get the link to our sister site. I'm also going to change that so we have it to our pod. I'm just going to develop a media podcast page on my website. That's up and coming on that, thejoyguru.net. But for now, you can visit theentrepreneurslounge.info for that website. And again, we would love to hear from you. Tell us some tips that, you know, you heard on this episode that really helped you. Make sure you share it with your friends and you together to have that circle of healing and help one another and strengthen them. And like I said, we'd love to hear from our viewers. So let us drop us a line. You can find all that information on the sites I've already mentioned. But until next time, love and blessings from Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. And thank you so much for listening to the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneurs Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.